Trucks like this unload their cargo all day at the Yatta dump just outside the West Bank city of Hebron. The garbage they unload is mostly from nearby Israeli settlements, and it is the main source of income for these Palestinians, young men and boys who live nearby. This is where we met 32-year-old Faris Rabai, a father of five who supports his family on what he finds here and what he can sell at the nearby Yatta market. Faris makes between $5 and $20 a day from what he finds at the dump.
I look for everything that is useful. Tin, iron, anything that is useful. Today I found some boots and I found some iron. Today is a light day.
These boys should be in school, but their families have sent them here instead.
I'm extremely exhausted by the time I go home. I make very little money, but I am forced to be here.
Health experts say these West Bank garbage pickers suffer from a variety of health problems. Respiratory diseases are rampant. Many endure daily cuts and infections from picking through the garbage. Faris says he is a sick man.
I have two major health issues, constant back pain, and I also have a lot of problems breathing.
Once he collects his cargo, Faris brings it home to clean it. Then he and his five children sort through the garbage, getting it ready to be sold at the nearby market. Faris says his children suffer from asthma, and today his wife, who is expecting their sixth child, is too sick to help. Sometimes Faris finds something really valuable, like these computer parts. He has built several computers from parts he has found at the dump.
The Jews usually throw away stuff like that during the holiday season. Then they stop. Since the Intifada, the past 6 years, 70% of the people in this village now go to the garbage dump.
Faris says today business is good. Winter is coming and people need the shoes he has found at the Yatta garbage dump, a dump that hundreds of Palestinians and their families depend on for their survival. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Yatta in the West Bank.